You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Paul, I'm not sure you're so inclined here. Paul's game for a good fantasy question or two. I believe him to be.
Just go right ahead. Fantasy, speaking of fantasy, housekeeping from last hour. We talked with Adam Krautwurst about Brock Bowers. I mentioned how he had practiced today. He's listed as doubtful now officially for the game. And Mike Evans practiced limited yesterday, didn't practice today. So tomorrow is the telling day. They play Monday night. So nothing definitive there, but Bowers doubtful doesn't sound good.
And I think we can fire up George Kittle.
Right.
Paul, do you want to fire up? Have you ever fired up George Kittle in your life?
I've never had George Kittle on my team, so.
This is the time.
No, I've got George Kittle. Make me an offer.
Paul can't have him if you have him.
We have him. Owen and I. We jointly run this team. Although
Bulldog,
I didn't.
I wish you would have told me that we were going to do a fantasy segment here and not a hockey segment, because I would have been really looking forward to it all day, especially doing it with you.
Wow.
I'm not sure I can unravel that.
I'm not sure I want to pivot to hockey, because it sounds like you're going to be sad if we talk about the Sabres, and I don't want sad Paul.
Yeah, was that the point?
what's happening now?
I have no plans for a whole segment here. I've got the whole weekend to talk to myself. So you can call me if you want, but
Paul,
a Kittle update.
I need you here, bro. I don't need you opening the door to an entire fantasy segment.
Oh, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It is sometimes fun. Great. Anyway, the Sabres start 0-3 and then blow out Ottawa on Wednesday night. How good of a performance was Wednesday?
Well, once it got going in the second period, the first period actually wasn't really too much better than what we had seen. They had 3 shots on goal, none 5-on-5. All 3 came on a power play, which they scored on, by the way. They didn't have any 5-on-5 shots at all. And the goal they scored was a shot that went over the net, hit the back glass, came back, hit the back of the goalie, and went in. So that's one of the 3 shots that they had. And it got going basically because the Sabres had a parade to the penalty box.
Yeah.
You know, Byram got a penalty. Ottawa scores. Nobody really sees the puck. I won't say nobody. I had said to Brian right away, I said, that went in the net. I mean, I could see it from a top that it went in. And then all of a sudden the fans weren't too happy about it.
Oh, the scramble goal there where the puck leaked in through his skates? Yeah.
And then Lindy Ruff challenges it for goaltender interference. That makes the fans angrier.
Yeah.
And then Lindy Ruff takes a penalty because it's not.
Yeah.
They decide it's not goaltender interference. And then Alex Tuch takes a penalty, which the fans didn't like at all. So you could feel the building getting edgy.
It's 2-1 at that point, right?
Right.
And it felt like the game was teetering.
Right. But the fans were getting mad at the refs. And when that happens, you start getting energy in the building.
Okay.
And then on the Tuch penalty is when they get the shorthanded
goal. McLeod scores the shorty, yeah.
Yeah, the place just erupts. and they go from there, and then they play exactly the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, with speed. There were guys all over around the net. You know, they were winning battles. They were getting to the battles first. They were winning the battles. They were playing hard. It just changed everything, and that's exactly the way he wants them to play. And if anytime they want to play a hockey game like they did the last 40 minutes of that game, they'll be in any game and win a lot of hockey games.
We'll get to Benson, who made his season debut, and what a great night it was for him with four assists. Paul, I thought, especially the front part of the game, Josh Doan was, I felt like, in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he just really – and there was even – before the onslaught started, there's a back check that he makes that I'm just like, this guy is just – he's just a dog. I mean, he is just – laying it out there, he's got to be on a fast track to becoming a fan favorite.
Well, that was exactly, and that's exactly what I told you when they traded for you. I said one of the things I said, I don't know, there could be an upside scoring. I don't know if we're going to see the upside or not, but what I can tell you is he will be in the middle of everything. That's exactly how I put it, exactly how you put it, Bulldog. You know, he's going to be in the middle of a forecheck. He's going to be in the middle of scrums. He's going to be in front of the net. He's going to be hard to knock down. He's going to be slapping people around in front of the net. He's going to get under their skin. He's going to be first in on the forecheck. You know, he's going to be the type of player that I think people in Buffalo are really going to enjoy watching play. Now, is there an upside scoring? He had three assists. Now, those aren't goals, but assists are just as good as goals. If you're leading two goals,
right,
it doesn't matter who really scores them. You know, I think he's made a very good first impression. It wasn't just this game either. I mean, he's pretty much made an impression. I mean, almost every game I've watched him so far of the four. And you know, he's going to be a guy I think people in this town enjoy.
And I guess for anyone who, while the Sabres were floundering and they're, you know, losing their first three games, that wanted to say, oh, come on, Zach Benson's that important? I mean, I don't know. Wednesday's pretty strong, compelling evidence that he is that important.
Well, I was concerned. I talked to you guys about this, about, you know, you got to have more than 28 points if you're going to play in the top six.
Right.
And that was the only concern of his game that I had. Nothing else about his game I don't have any concern about at all. But it's just like – and I always felt that there is an upside to him, and, you know, he's going to get his points eventually. It's just he's got to learn how to get the points in the National Hockey League and get a little confidence in his offense. Well, he shows up, and he's exactly what the Sabres weren't doing in the first three games. I mean, his game is just like Doan's game, but he's a little more of the rat than Doan is. I mean, he will absolutely get under the other team's skin, and they'll be chasing him all over the ice. And, you know, that's exactly what the dose of Zach Benson is exactly what this team needed. And then it gets a little contagious. It's like, well, if Doan can do it and Benson can do it, I guess I can do it too. And, you know, now you've got a bunch of guys hanging around the net, and a bunch of guys screening the goaltender, and a bunch of guys going to the corner and winning battles, and a bunch of guys jumping into scrums. And it just becomes a contagious thing. And next thing you know, he's got, well, we thought three assists. It was about 11:30 at night he got the fourth. All of a sudden they changed the scoring. It was the second goal by Quinn where they added an assist to him. So that's where he picked up. I asked him today, I said, all right, you had 98 points in your last year in junior. I said, you would have had to have four assists somewhere, wouldn't you? And he goes,
you're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, that's a good question. He goes, I don't know. He goes, yeah, wouldn't you think? He goes, I had like 62 assists or whatever. And I go, well, you would think you'd had 4 in a game. He goes, yeah, you would think that because I can't remember if I did or I didn't.
Yeah. I wonder if they might have given him some assists at 11:30 some night and he didn't know it.
Right. Well, Paul, that line, at least on Wednesday, was Benson with Thompson and Tuck. And practice was a little different today. Kulik, after being... I don't know. You tell us what was going on with Kulik during the week, because I heard Lindy talk about it, and I'm not sure if they were just making an example out of him or mad at how he was playing or what was going on there, but he was back up top today centering Thompson and Benson, wasn't he?
He was there at some points during the Ottawa game, too, okay. once Danforth went out.
Oh, had, that's right.
They were
the juggle
forward.
Yeah.
So I think they might have finished the game that way with him at center. And excuse me one second. It was in practice before the Ottawa game. He was centering Gertsen and Greenway, which means he wasn't playing.
Right.
You know, he was on the fifth line. And, you know, Lindy will do that sometimes, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to play the next day. And Lindy said, it's not been good enough. It hasn't even been remotely good enough, you know, the way he's playing. And he goes, I wanted to see how he would react to it. And I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow. Was what he said after practice and
on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, and then the game rolled around, and he decided he's going to play him. And he goes, hey, "I want to see his response." And quite frankly, it wasn't very good. He was -2 on the game. I don't think he played all that well. I don't think he improved at all. And he did get the open net goal, the empty net goal. So maybe that will get him going, just to see a puck go into the net. But with Danforth out, and Lindy said afterwards, since he was asked, what did you think of Kulik? And he's like, huh? It's all right. He wasn't real thrilled about it. I understand why. I wouldn't have been real thrilled about it either if I was him. The kid's just not even close to what he was last year when he finished up. He's not playing well, and it's not – and he was careful to say, and he's right – he said, we're not blaming him. This isn't about him. Like, he's the one that's holding everybody back. But you have 23 roster spots. You can't bench 8 guys. You know, that was just the one that he just felt was really underperforming. So that was the one he took on. And but he's not, quote, benched, because he is going to be centering Benson. And now... this is the first time he's centered Benson and Thompson this year. He centered them a lot last year, and it went really, really well.
Right.
He was centering Zucker and Thompson while Benson was hurt. So we'll see how that goes and where that goes, and it allows Tuck to go to another line, because Tuck and McLeod, I thought, looked really good together once they got rolling in the second period. After that timeout, you know, Lindy, that was a great timeout by Lindy Ruff, because it was slipping.
Yeah,
we've seen that movie times.
Yeah, for sure. 5-2 to 5-4, like,
yeah. And next thing you know, you're down 6-5.
Right.
And, you know, so he called the timeout that used to drive me insane, you know, how Granato would end with the game with his timeout when he could have called it and maybe done what Lindy Ruff did. And Lindy Ruff, if he wasn't really, like, screaming at his players. He basically was telling them, look, you guys are acting like you don't want the puck. He goes, want the puck, want to play with speed, want to keep going the way you were going. He goes, come on, just go get the puck and go with it. It took 17 seconds for Tuck and McLeod to look like they were shot out of cannons, come roaring up the ice, And, you know, McLeod comes down with speed down the middle. They can't keep up with him. Tuck lays a perfect pass over to him, and it's in the net. And it took 17 seconds to do it. So, you know, I thought Tuck and McLeod looked like a pretty good combination once the team got going in the second period.
Quickly, Paul, what's the timetable, if you know, on Luukkonen, and what changes when he's ready?
What changes is I think he'll wind up with a rehab assignment in Rochester, and that absolutely would be the right thing to do. He's played one period since April, you know, so he hasn't really had much of a training camp. You know, he's practicing, doing well, but and Lindy said that's a possibility. You know, he didn't want to totally commit to it. Yeah. But that's what makes sense is, you know, I would send him down there. But let's say they have, you know, the three games in three. You can do that in the AHL. We'll have him play Friday, Sunday, get a couple of games in, you know. But I think that would be the way to go, and I would be surprised if that's not the way they go.
Yeah. They haven't had any back-to-backs yet, so Lyon has played them all. But, I mean, and again, this week they don't have a back-to-back until next Friday, Saturday, right? Toronto Friday here and then in Toronto Saturday. I'm just wondering, like, how long has it been since Lyon has played this many games in a row?
It's been a while. You know what? If I were the coach of the Sabres, I wouldn't want Ellis's first game in a back-to-back with Toronto. I would put Ellis in Montreal if it were me. And I asked Lindy about that today. He goes, well, yeah, anything's possible. It's a possibility because I'm worried about tomorrow's game, and then after tomorrow's game, I'll think about that.
Yeah.
So he did leave the door open for that. I would rather he start against the Montreal Canadiens than the Toronto Maple Leafs. Even if he plays the back-to-back against Toronto,
right.
I wouldn't want that to be his first NHL game.
Gotcha. Right.
So that's how I would do it because you want Lyon to play against the Red Wings. I'm sure he would like to play against the Red Wings. So the Montreal game is what would make sense to me.
Thanks for this, Paul. Have a nice weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
There you go. That's our man, Paul Hamilton, on the Wester Hotline. And Paul's appearances with us are always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Florida tomorrow afternoon, 12:30? Or was that Monday? It was 12:30.
Monday, I think 1 o'clock is what I saw.
1 o'clock?
Tomorrow, yeah. Yeah,
right.
1 o'clock is correct.
So pregame at noon.
Right.
Then off to Montreal Monday night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday, as we call it. Coming up with more, we've got picks at 6. This is WGR.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.